Okay, so seven. Report and possible discussion on selection of underwriting team by Jim Forte.
Members of the board, I'm going to give you, go to the next slide, Jennifer. I'm going to give you a little primer on bond sales, and then talk to you about a process for selecting a group of underwriters. Bonds are essentially sold two ways: competitive, in which you put an official statement or offering statement out on the street. Various underwriters, investment banks will submit bids on a specific date, and the governing entity selects the lowest interest rate and that's in the market at that time. Compare that to negotiated, where what we're talking about here is forming a underwriting team in advance of the sale. And you form do a negotiated sale for a number of different reasons. One, if you have poor credit. And while we have a AA- credit rating from Standard & Poor's, recently upgraded, by the way, issuers that we also issue bonds for other entities that are in our name. For example, our contract revenue relationships, where we may issue bonds for some of our customers and their credit rating may not be as good as ours. We've also had bonds issued under our name for conduit financings, for example, for an entity such as Luminant. And as much as they're a great customer of ours, right now they're trading at not quite investment grade, but those bonds are out there, and they say Brazos River Authority on them. Having a group of underwriters that are familiar with the Brazos River Authority's credit and who we're issuing bonds for helps us tremendously in marketing those deals. If you do unusually large deals, and if you remember the presentation we made back in July on the long-range financial plan, we're contemplating several large transactions over the next 3 to 5 years, Allen's Creek, groundwater projects, and those types of things. When you have those large deals, when you do them competitively, the market tends to form its own syndicates, and we think it's appropriate for us to form our own syndicate in advance. If you're an infrequent issuer, last time we issued bonds, notwithstanding the bonds that we sold through the Water Development Board, but the last time we sold bonds on our own was in 2006. So here we are coming up on 2010. So the market thinks of us as a stale issuer, and they want to know about us. And the best way to get that word out is to have underwriting team that is very familiar with you as an issuer. Unusual terms and innovative structures. Again, I'll refer back to the long-range financial plan, where we have these large projects coming up over a short period of time, and we're going to need to sculpture the maturities of those deals in order to keep our rates competitive and to be sensitive to our water customers. And then market volatility, and we really don't need to talk a whole lot about that. I think we're all aware that all the financial markets are in a state of flux right now, and one of the first markets that really saw that limitation was in the municipal bond market. Next slide, Jennifer. When you're forming an underwriting syndicate for negotiated deals, industry best practices have suggested that you have one or more of these types of firms. You want a nationally recognized firm or street name, as they call them. You want regional firms that have familiarity with the investors and purchasers of bonds within our area. You want firms that market to retail, and according to our financial advisor, Stephen Adams, retail is the predominant participant right now in the municipal bond market. You want firms ultimately that also can market to big institutions like USAA and Fidelity and those types of firms. And then traditionally, when you form a syndicate, you will include a minority-owned firm. And even though we don't have any specific guidelines or criteria for having minority contractors, it's a good market practice, and we recommend it. Next slide, Jennifer. Went the wrong way. Here we go. This is our current team. You might recognize some of the names there. This team has evolved over time. Again, according to Stephen, Stephen's been here for quite a while, or as our financial advisor with two different firms, but has a history with us. There was no formal process for us to form this team. They've just kind of been picked, picked and chosen over a period of time, and we thought that it was appropriate that we go ahead and formalize this this process. We've changed financial advisory firms. We've changed CFO. We've changed our own management since this group was put together, and we thought it was appropriate for us to again, go ahead and formalize this process. Next slide, Jennifer. Here's where we are today. We distributed RFP in July, had a pre-proposal conference here in the middle of August, and received proposals on August 25th. We received 24 responses. Next slide. And again, names that you will recognize, and interestingly enough, names that are relatively fluid these days. Some of these firms, even in the process of going to the RFP, and once we got proposals, individuals had changed firms, and firms were not, that we sent invitations to didn't even exist by the time the proposals were sent. So, and with these folks having a calendar fiscal year, it's going to be interesting to see how many of them are still around after January 1st. Our recommendation on our schedule is that next slide, is that we submit our copies of the proposals to the Admin and Audit Committee. We're having those scanned right now, and we'll have them out shortly. And then at the meeting that was announced earlier today in January, we would go over those proposals, go over any questions that the Admin and Audit Committee might have, come up with hopefully a list of 5 to 7 underwriting firms that meet the criteria and that we think will work best for the authority, and then at the following board meeting in January, go ahead and ratify that list. And I can answer any questions. Yes, sir.
Has the authority done private placement, ever done a private placement dealing with
I don't know if we've done a private placement since I've been here, and it's been 8 years. Stephen?
Sometimes that can be cheaper, a cheaper route.
And when we do bond issues, what we typically do is review the method of sale as well as the amount of bond issues that we have, as whether we do a placement or a market offering, and compare all those alternatives.
Any other questions?
More questions for Jim. Jim, thanks. So the Administration Audit Committee will be receiving some information soon for our January 11th meeting up at BK.